Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times, which says that stark climate change drove weather extremes. Four of the past 5 years have been the warmest on record. Climate change was directly responsible for some of the weather extremes we experienced last year, Met Éireann has said. They've their new climate report out. We'll have more on this on Breakfast Briefing this morning. Also on the front of the Irish Times, congestion charges not on the way for Dublin motorists. So good news if you were worried about that. Dublin City Council's traffic chief confirming congestion charges aren't en route, despite international studies indicating that traffic in Dublin is getting heavier. And listen, you don't need international studies, you just need to open your eyes and you can see traffic is getting heavier in Dublin. But anyway, we're not getting congestion charges. Staying with congestion, the Irish Independent's main story on the front page says that the M50 generates more than €500,000 in tolls each day as traffic volumes rise and congestion increases across Dublin's main routes, despite recent toll hikes. Of course, for some people now, you have the pleasure of paying for the toll to sit in traffic on the M50. A2 leader Pádraig Tobin said the M50 is a cash cow and the government is milking it for all they can. And their drivers on the M50 are paying more than €500,000 every day in M50 tolls. And traffic on the M50 has increased from 30 million vehicles in 2021 to 42.5 million vehicles last year. The Irish Sun on the front page, last pick with pal, Imelda's pain over Stephen. Imelda May has told of her devastation at the loss of publican pal Stephen McCall. And Imelda May spent Saturday night in his pub in Donegal and had a picture with him just over 24 hours before he was found dead. Inside the papers, there's a lot about Grok, that chatbot generating nude pictures. The Irish Independent says there are renewed calls for a ban on all AI tools that can produce sexual images of children and adults after Grok, which is X's AI tool, was used to digitally undress people online. And there's lots of quotes from the Taoiseach and Tánaiste and ministers in the Irish Independent about that. But the images are still going on. You can still see it on X, people saying, please undress this person. The creepiest one I saw this morning, and it's still up there, this is, I haven't seen any of requests to sexualise images of children, but the creepiest one I saw this morning was someone put up a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo and his 7-year-old daughter, and they asked Grok to regenerate an image of what Ronaldo's daughter will look like age 30, and you go to the comment under the picture and there's a photograph of a woman age 30 who Grok says is what Ronaldo's 7-year-old daughter will look like age 30. And you have to wonder, why would someone want to know what a 7-year-old girl looks like at age 21 or 30? I thought it was very, very creepy. Irish Times tells us almost 1 in 5 people who took an overseas holiday last year had issues with their trip, and younger people far more likely to encounter difficulties. This is new CCPC data. 2,700 people contacting helplines with complaints about travel last year. And the main complaints are to do with things like luggage and poor quality hotels. One person said, when I picked this hotel, there was a photo with a beautiful beach, which was the only reason I booked it. It was a 4-hour round trip from the beach to the hotel. Also, my son and his friends decided to rent a villa in Ibiza through what looked to be a legit website. He ended up paying over €4,000 to secure the booking. It turned out to be a scam. So obviously all the warnings there about buyer beware in the Irish Times. A lot of people haven't a clue about their health. This is in the Eye today. Almost half of people don't know what blood type they are, and the majority don't know their cholesterol levels. This is new research from MyCode. 29% can't remember their vaccination history, and only a quarter knew when they last had a full health checkup or a blood test. 63% of people don't know their cholesterol levels. I have to admit, I'm one of those. Blood sugar levels comes in second, followed by full medical history. Most people don't know their blood type, their blood pressure range, their normal heart rhythm, or their BMI or waist to hip ratio. So there's definitely an argument for people to take more care of their health and more knowledge of what their health levels are. Staying with health in the sun, you're supposed to sleep for 7 hours a night now. Sleeping for 7 hours a night can add 4 years to your life. A new study found people who do not get enough kip are 24% more likely to die young. Now, easier said than done to tell people to sleep for 7 hours. There's people who can't sleep who'd love to be able to sleep for 7 hours, but as I say, that's easier said than done. But these researchers analysed 47 million nights sleep from people worldwide, and they found just 42% of people get the 7 to 8 hours recommended by the HSE. So the simple solution is they should just get more sleep. 41% get less than 7 hours sleep. Those who do not sleep enough are at greater risk of mental health problems, heart disease, diabetes and cancer. So if you sleep for 7 hours a night, you live 4 years longer. Final story comes from The Sun, and it's about Meghan Markle and her jam jars. And apparently she has sold 1 million jars of jam and now plans to spread her business worldwide. Now, officially, Meghan nor her company has ever released sales data, but we know that she sold 1 million jars of jam because of a website glitch. Now, you'd wonder, was it a glitch or was it leaked to the media? Because it's quite a good headline to say that you've sold 1 million jars of jam. And a source tells The Sun, I'm sure not Meghan Markle, but a source tells The Sun, I think it's fair to say business isn't just successful, it's flying off the shelf. And she has a fruit spread gift box, which is priced at $42, 36 euro. And this means that she has sold stock worth 30 million euro in a year. And the glitch sparked claims the Duchess had been lumbered with 137,000 jars before it emerged. This was the number left over from an order for 1 million. So she's doing quite successfully, and I'm sure the Netflix show helped as well. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.